News release. OMAH History Committee. Join us via Zoom on September 18th at 7 p.m. to hear Dr. Chris Decker share his research about the history of the Orillia Opera House, OOH, listed as a historic property under the Ontario Heritage Act. The Orillia Opera House sits on the northwest corner of West and Mississauga Streets. Did you ever wonder how it came to be? The OOH has been an iconic fixture and a cultural focal point in our community since November 1895. It has had a storied history, as city hall and council chambers, a police station and jail cells, live theater venue, a movie house and host of Kiwanis Club competitions and much more. The OOH has hosted stars like Orillia's own, the late Gordon Lightfoot, and Ian and Sylvia. Described on the OOH's Facebook page as the largest professional performing arts venue north of Toronto, the Orillia Opera House is home to some of the finest acoustics around, from live theater to roaring concerts. It continues to be the lifeblood of the cultural and artistic community in Orillia. Is it haunted? Were there tunnels to a brewery in its bowels? Dr. Decker has previously delivered fascinating talks for the OMAH History Speaker Series, including the lives of Lieutenant Col. John McCrae, Glenn Gould and Dr. Norman Bethune and the history of Orillia Soldiers Memorial Hospital, OSMH. Dr. Decker is a retired OSMH general surgeon with a love for history. His passion for local history shines through with each presentation. Don't miss this one. To receive a link to the talk, visit www.orilliamuseum.org/7-24 or call Vanessa at 705-326-2159. Registration is free. Donations to OMAH are appreciated. Next up, October 16, John Smith, the Orillia Heritage Center, the Tuthope Carriage Company. Here is the link to register for John's talk. www.orilliamuseum.org/project/10-24